Oren Peli's horror film Paranormal Activity cost $15,000 to make and features unknown actors. After festival screenings, it was picked up by Paramount Pictures for national distribution. The studio mounted a campaign to build word of mouth with midnight shows across the country. Those were sold out. Now it's expanding to many cities, and you can see it anytime. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
As the Blair Witch Project prove, nothing is scarier than nothing. Forget monsters, vampires. Think of darkness and the crack of a twig nearby. You freeze. You wait. It's the waiting that makes Paranormal Activity nearly unbearable, even if, like me, you love to be scared. When something on screen actually happens, it's like any other dumb horror picture. It's very conventional in the light of day. But, of course, we're not seeing things by the light of day. As in Blair Witch, the perspective is radically limited. There's no omniscient point of view. We watch everything through the video camera of Mika, a day trader played by Mika Sloat. He comes home to his suburban San Diego house with his new toy after his live-in girlfriend Katie, played by Katie Featherston, reports noises in the night. An alien presence.
High def camera on.
My girlfriend Katie, she thinks there's something in the house. I don't know.
You believe me, right?
I think we're going to have a very interesting time capturing whatever paranormal phenomena is occurring or is not occurring.
Here's the scariest part. Director Oren Peli's genius gimmick. Mika sets up the camera to record when they sleep. The view is of their bed and the door and the dark hall leading to the stairway. The image is pale, greenish and white. There's a timer on the screen. You see 1:32 a.m. and 40 seconds, 41, 42, 43, and then there's a low rumble. On some nights, there might be a faint sound of walking or running. Often Katie and Mika don't wake up, although they watch the footage the next day on a computer. But sometimes there's a thud or a crash, and Mika grabs the camera and walks into the hall, a little orb of light illuminating a corner, a railing, or pointing down the stairs into the darkness. A psychic, played by Mark Fredericks, specializes in ghosts, which he says are ex-humans, whereas this is likely a demon, non-human, evil. He gives them the phone number of a demonologist. Katie wants to call, but Mika doesn't. He's a macho man. He yells things into the darkness like, "Is that all you got?" After a while, the audience decides he's a moron. We think, "Call the demonologist, Katie, please." Paranormal Activity is weakest when it's most explicit, which increasingly it is. Even a recognizable shadow, or a door swinging shut, or bed covers rising up, dilute the dread. This is not a great ghost story on the order of The Innocents or the original The Haunting. It's not even as irrationally terrifying as The Blair Witch Project. But Peli is very shrewd in how he uses the microscopic budget and single setting to make us feel trapped and to exploit our anticipation. Every time he cut to another night and the timer appeared, I said out loud, "Oh, God, here we go," as well as words I can't say on the radio. Lights click on and off. Katie gets out of bed and stands, just stands by the side of the bed as the timer runs in fast motion to show she hasn't budged for an hour. Is she awake? Is something holding her? Throughout this movie, something sure as hell is holding us.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org.